The 52nd annual Alaska Federation of Natives Convention has concluded in Anchorage. The event's last day saw high-level addresses from Alaska senators, but as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, delegates were still reeling from the Friday news that Governor Walker had suspended his re-election campaign.
Delivering her invocation, Reverend Shirley Lee referenced what a lot of people were talking about Saturday morning at the Denaina Convention Center, Walker departing the election.
Heavenly Father, yesterday we witnessed your most humble servant place service before self. May we all be like that servant.
Shakeups in the governor's race reached all the way to Iceland. That's where Senator Lisa Murkowski was for a conference on the Arctic, but the topic led her video address to the convention.
Wow, this has been a week.
Murkowski gave a brief overview of her legislative priorities on behalf of Alaska Natives in Washington. Her remarks returned repeatedly to a theme that dominated much of this year's AFN, how to reduce Alaska's high rates of violence against women.
Indigenous women have a fundamental human right to live without fear of assault in their lifetime.
Addressing a recent federal court ruling challenging the constitutionality of the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, Murkowski says she's committed to protecting the law's status.
ICWA may be the most single significant piece of Indian legislation that Congress has passed. So know that we are not going down without a fight on this. I am in this with you, and we will work to ensure that our Native families remain together.
Her remarks were followed by Alaska's junior senator, Dan Sullivan. He highlighted his legislative efforts to bring more resources to survivors of sexual assault and his ongoing advocacy on behalf of Alaska veterans.
That the statistics, whether it's World War II or Korea or Vietnam or even the wars today, where Alaska Natives serve at higher rates in the military than any other ethnic group. What I like to refer to, as the Secretary mentioned, special patriotism.
The Secretary mentioned was Robert Wilkie, head of the Department of Veterans Affairs. It was Wilkie's first visit to Alaska since taking over the VA, though he told the audience about living in the state as a child.
When I come here now and see the astounding growth, the continued patriotism, and the beauty of this state, it is very obvious that America's future points to the north and to the west. So thank you very much.
Delegates passed a number of resolutions, but avoided weighing in on two controversial measures. There was no endorsement in the governor's race or a stance taken by the body on ballot measure one. Next year's AFN will be in Fairbanks. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.